That's good. And that's one of the things, right, that Catholic priests do. In whether you are a diocesan or a religious, but you are a missionary in a true sense.
That because the church is missionary in nature.
Yes, yes. And you get to learn all these cultures.
Different cultures.
And how is this playing out for you in this parish of Bryanston, parish of the resurrection?
It's enriching me because I think learning different cultures make you to get into that world.
Yes.
And helps to broaden your horizon. The more you learn from other cultures, the more you enrich yourself.
Mm.
Because I think diversity is a gift. It should be seen as a gift. In some instances, unfortunately, it has been a cause of division, even in history. But we need to celebrate diversity, and I think it enriches the human experience.
Yes.
We don't want life which is quite one-colored, or, you know,
yes,
one
yes.
color. Or
But even if there are different colors,
yeah. even there are different colors, then it enriches and makes everything so beautiful.
Yes.
And so we can enjoy the diversity that God has given us.
As I was saying, you know, even in the food, you want, you know, different colors.
Yes.
You really don't want just
otherwise, everything is life becomes so dull and drab.
Yeah, and the food becomes
bland.
Now, tell me about, were you there with Father Michael Fitzpatrick, or did you come after him?
I came after him,
mm-hmm.
and I think after he passed on 2014. It was a shock for the parish.
Yes.
Because he had been there from 1993.
Yes.
So then Father Keith came in.
Yes.
And he's been the parish priest ever since. So I joined him.
Yes.
And we've been working wonderfully together.
What have you been told about Father Michael Fitzpatrick?
That he was a man of the people. He knew everyone's name. That's what I'm told. I'm trying at that.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm succeeding. Because if there's one thing, I remember faces, but names, no.
Yes.
I try.
So he knew everybody by name.
Apparently.
Yes.
That's what I'm told. And that he was there. He was there and he really worked hard to build the parish.
Yes.
And I think we have to honor his memory and be thankful that he did give himself as a pastor.
Yes.
And he was really a shepherd of the people.
And the previous priests who have been at the parish, how will they be remembered on Sunday?
We will remember them in prayer, but most especially because we have put in the Garden of Remembrance.
Yes.
Their names are there. I think people now have the opportunity to spend some time to pray for them and say, we really are thankful to God for your gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
What time does Mass start on Sunday?
It starts at 10 sharp.
10 o'clock sharp.
Yeah.
So you're being invited, whoever would like to come
and
is welcome.
Bishop Duncan Theodore.
Yes, of
okay.
course. This is your name, we'll
be,
so you have to stress that.
Will be celebrating Mass for us.
Yes.
He'll be the main celebrant, so yeah.
Okay, so Bishop Duncan will celebrate Mass starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and this is at the Parish of the Resurrection in Bryanston. This is for the 50th anniversary of the parish. And we so look forward to that. And of course, as Father Theo said, you can look forward to diversity. And that will be reflected in the music, that will be reflected in the prayers, in the gifts that are brought onto the altar.
Mm.
Why should anybody who doesn't come to Bryanston, who goes to another parish, why should they come to your parish on Sunday to come and celebrate with you, Father Theo?
They should come to experience our culture as Bryanston people,
yes.
which is a very warm, welcoming culture that celebrates being church.
Mm.
And that is really important, I think, that from young to old, we really welcome people. We are a welcoming church, and we want people through interacting with us to encounter Christ and to encounter that light of Easter, because we are the church of the resurrection, and we try to reflect that joy of the resurrection as a church. So they should come and experience that joy.
The last time I was there, we had marimba players and so on.
Always something happening.
Do you have an idea what sort of music we can expect on Sunday?
I believe we will have different. We'll have the choir having songs or hymns in different languages. Mm-hmm. And I believe there will be some dancing as well. And yeah.
Okay. And in terms of normally on any Sunday, what instruments do you use? An organ, a piano in the parish?
An organ, but in the 3 p.m. mass, sometimes we use drums and yeah.
Yeah.
There's dancing and yeah.
And the youth ministry, do you have a band, for example? In the
Saturday night, we have a band, mm-hmm. A youth band, and they sing very charismatic and
yes.
upbeat music.
So like the Hillsong style, that
yes,
sort of
that yes. kind of song, those yes. kind of songs, yes.
So, you know, as I say, that's really diversity celebrated.
You have young people. In the church, yes.
Yes. Mm. And you have organ music and you have drums and so on. Mm-hmm. Colin, I think we should go on Sunday. Or should I say, Colin, why are you not going on Sunday?
You have a way of asking questions.
It will be after your show, Colin. You on air until 9 and then you...
Well, I'm not sure I could get to Bryanston by 10. I mean, Father said it starts at 10 sharp.
Yes, and normally Father, people are seated at about 9:30, right? Even 9:15, and you get there and you don't get a seat. Is that what it is? Colin, is that what you say?
No, Father.
No, I'll tell you what I'm saying. I'll go if you go.
Okay, let's go then, Colin.
All right.
Okay, so there we
think,
go.
I think even if you're late, you'll be catered for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it one of those parishes where if you're late, you'll find space in the front? Everybody sits in the back. You know those?
No. It's not like that at all.
You know, you find, you know, on the first four rows or so, no people are sitting. But from the fifth row backwards,
You know, generally people have their seats, right?
Yeah.
In church.
It's true, so, yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, people get there and for some reason, you know, Colin will always be sitting in that corner. Even here in studio, Colin has his seat.
So you can see when Colin is not around.
You can see immediately, yes.
No, but yeah, most definitely we are going to accommodate everyone. We'll try to make sure that everyone is catered for.
Yes.
If they come to the celebration. And just come early, maybe after the Mass even. Mm-hmm. Just come and celebrate with us.
Do we need to bring our wallets to be able to buy different dishes, or will that be dished out for free? Are you fundraising, in other words, as part of the celebration?
We are also fundraising, but I think if you come to the celebration, you will be able to be catered for. But for the meals, you could also bring some extra cash, because I think things will be sold.
Yes.
Beverages and food will be sold on the day.
Yes. There you go. That's Father Theo Matube. And we're talking celebrations at the Parish of the Resurrection in Bryanston, 50th anniversary celebrations. Anything else you'd like to add, Father, before we conclude?
That as a parish, we really need to be thankful for the many things that God has done for us. And so we have to take this moment to really reflect on the challenges that we have overcome and the many successes that we have also achieved as a
yes.
parish. So may God continue to bless us as the parish of Bryanston. And may everyone who come to Bryanston feel that sense of belonging and feel welcomed, because this is what we're all about. and to make people to experience that light of Easter, the resurrection, the joy of Easter.
And to the people of the parish, what would be your message as your parting words?
I could say that I love being in the parish, and I'm thankful that I've been granted the opportunity to be the assistant parish priest. So let's continue on this journey of faith together and learn from one another.
So there you go, Father Keith and the parish of Branston. That's Father Theo's message to you. Father Theo, thank you very much, and may you have a great celebration on Sunday. And I know you're going to have lots and lots of people, so I hope you've slaughtered 2 cows this time.
Many cows.
Thank you very much, Father.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless.
This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
This podcast was first broadcast on Radio Veritas 576 AM. The good news for a change. For more information on programs broadcast on the station, please visit www.radioveritas.co.za.